Scheduling tools. Tools used in scheduling include Operation Sitback charts, Gantt charts and control boards, and Job Shop and block scheduling. Management of lead time requirements using Operation Sitback charts. Product structure, routing, and lead time data are used to develop an Operation Sitback chart for master scheduled end items. The ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary defines an Operation Sitback chart as follows. A graphical display of the bill of material and lead time information provided by the routing for each part. The horizontal axis provides the lead time from raw materials purchased to component manufactured to assembly of the finished product. Exhibit 5-6 shows the relationship of components to their immediate parents for a manufactured end item. From this product structure diagram, one can deduce the sequence of operations necessary to build the end item. Product structure information is found in the product structure or bill of material bound file. The lead time data shown in the diagram are found in the routing file and the item master file, which also includes purchase parts. Exhibit 5-6. Product structure. As shown in Exhibit 5-6, the manufacturing lead time for the end item is 7 weeks, while the cumulative lead time is 9 weeks. Cumulative lead time is the manufacturing lead time plus the lead time for purchased materials, here shown as a 2-week lead time for purchased raw materials, RM1 and RM2. We will use the routing and lead time data for parts D and E, shown in Exhibit 5-7 and Exhibit 5-8, to create a setback chart. The lead time for part D is 15 days. For part E, it is 13 days. Note that while the example that follows uses days and the results are rounded to make the example easier to follow, most systems use standard hours, and the amount of load is calculated down to partial hours of work, since this level of precision can sometimes influence decision-making. The culmination of the product structure and routing analysis is the operation setback chart shown in Exhibit 5-9. The value of the chart is that it shows the time phasing of load on work center, WC200 through WC207 for parts D and E. As seen in this example, there is a conflict between parts D and E in weeks 3 and 4 for capacity at WC200 because both parts are scheduled to be in the same work center at the same time. Q is not included in the conflict. The setup and run lead time for E overlaps with the run lead time for D on day 5 of week 3 and on day 1 of week 4. Exhibit 5-9, Operation Setback Chart. This example shows how an organization could use a Gantt chart described below for weeks 3 through 5 at Work Center 200 to resolve the lead time conflict. Gantt charts and control boards. Gantt or bar charts are a type of visual aid used for loading and scheduling. They are most often used in the project process type. Managers use the Gantt chart format to make trial and error work center schedules to determine the impact of different arrangements. Exhibit 5-10 illustrates a schedule for work center 200 in weeks 3 through 5. Based on the MRP-based lead times in the routing, there is a conflicting capacity requirement for capacity between parts D and E on Wednesday of week 3 through Monday of week 4. Exhibit 5-10, Gantt chart. Some software enables Gantt charts to be interactive. Planners may be able to identify conflicts and then use a simulation mode to drag and drop jobs into other time slots to see if the change will balance the load better and eliminate the conflicts. Once satisfied, planners can then convert the changes into a real schedule. Gantt charts have their limitations. A Gantt chart must be repeatedly updated to keep it current. It does not directly reveal the costs of alternate loadings, nor does it consider that processing times may vary among work centers. A variation of the Gantt chart used in scheduling is the control board, also called the schedule board, the planning board, or the dispatch board. The ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary defines control board in part as a visual means of showing machine loading or project planning. The control board has racks to hold pieces of paper. Each piece of paper is a job, and its length represents the setup time plus the runtime. Similar to the Gantt chart, the schedule board is challenging to keep up to date and to communicate to the shop floor. Many organizations that use this technique have large monitors on the shop floor so operators can view current job schedules. Job shop and service scheduling techniques. Job shop and block scheduling are defined by the ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary as follows. Job shop scheduling, the production planning and control techniques used to sequence and prioritize production quantities across operations in a job shop. Block scheduling. An operation scheduling technique in which each operation is allowed a block of time, such as a day or a week. Job shop scheduling is used in the work center manufacturing process type, also called a job shop, to deal with the typically small order quantities, the lack of knowledge of what needs to be scheduled until actual orders come in, and the complexities of multiple shared resources and varied routings and materials. While some organizations keep it simple and use whiteboards to manually rearrange the day's schedule or make their own spreadsheets, many job shops employ drum buffer rope, resource-limited scheduling, to help minimize bottlenecks that may shift on a daily basis. They may also employ lean scheduling methods. Still others use software with algorithms designed to optimize a job shop schedule. Block scheduling is often used in service industries and in school systems, which are a type of service, as a way to ensure that the larger blocks of time that are available in a schedule aren't consumed by smaller appointments. Rather, one schedules the large blocks of time first, such as a 3-hour dental surgery, and then fills in the smaller items in the remaining gaps.